We're going to start the program in London, where police are now calling an incident at London Bridge and a nearby market terrorist incidents. It all began when a van drove into pedestrians on London Bridge. NPR's Frank Langfitt is on the line with us to tell us what he knows as he heads to central London. Frank, thank you so much for speaking with us once again.
Hi, Michelle.
So what do we know right now? What are police saying?
Well, what we know so far is earlier in the evening, a van did jump a curb on London Bridge and hit at least four people. There was a BBC reporter who just happened to be on the bridge, and she described a number of people being severely injured, paramedics taking care of them, and what she saw was police making arrests on the bridge. Now, it seems that not long after that, there were reports of stabbing in Borough Market. It's a big nightlife area, lots of restaurants and bars, and that police have rushed in there to address that issue. So those are two incidents in very short order on Saturday night in London. And of course, as we've spoken before, these would be the third terrorist incidents in less than 3 months in the United Kingdom.
And to that point, though, there was another incident at Vauxhall that had also been investigated, but police are saying now that does not appear to be related. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Indeed, it was a stabbing, but it's unrelated. And I should mention also that Vauxhall is quite a distance from these two other incidents. So it's unrelated. It appears to simply be a criminal incident.
Could you tell us a bit more about the area in which these latest attacks took place, Frank? It's in central London. Tell us more about, for people who aren't familiar with it.
You know, this is one what's sort of famously known as the South Bank of the Thames. And London Bridge is just up from Tower Bridge. And this area is a great nightlife area that was redeveloped many years ago along the riverfront. To put it in some perspective, it was only, I want to say, honestly, it was last Sunday night, I was walking along the Thames right under London Bridge with my family at around the time that this thing occurred. So it was just a week ago. We were just coming back from a play. And so lots of families out, lots of people out for nightlife. As you know, London, a very vibrant city. And so at the time that these would have occurred, there'd be a lot of people out and about.
As you were alluding to just a minute ago, this is coming just about a month after three people were killed near Parliament there in London. A car ran over victims, and then an attacker stabbed a police officer. And then there was a terrorist attack on an Ariana Grande concert just about 2 weeks ago. Could you just tell us a little bit about the atmosphere that this has created in the UK right
now? I'm on my way in. I'm getting close to Big Ben right now in the car. But I can tell you that this is somebody who lives in Greater London. This feels relentless. I was at home tonight and got the call on it and saw it on Twitter. And it's, you know, London has actually, up until recently, has been relatively spared from the sort of attacks that we've seen in Brussels. And, of course, Paris, where it really has been, Paris has been pounded by attacks. But these last 2 or 3 months have been pretty extraordinary. And I was just up in Manchester not long ago for the Ariana Grande concert, following up on that attack. To put it in some perspective, Ariana Grande is coming back. She's in Manchester now. She's doing a concert tomorrow night to raise money for the victims. And Justin Bieber is going to be there. Usher is going to be there. It's going to be a big, big show. And to have another terrorist attack in London, even before someone can do a charity event for an earlier attack, it just seems like the pace of things here is moving very, very quickly.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt reporting from London. He's actually headed to central London now. Frank, thank you so much for speaking with us. Please do keep us posted.
You're very welcome.